So I'll put that on hold for a second. Mr. Producer, let's jump to clip 11 real quick, and we'll get back to clip 4 in a few minutes. I wanted to play the first few minutes of this one because this kind of ties into what we were just covering. So let's hit clip 11.
Global supply chains paralyzed after world's seventh largest container shipper files bankruptcy, assets frozen.
Clip 11 is the Sierra Vana clip. There you go.
Something is not right. What in the world is Pope Francis and his ecumenical movement up to now? They are behind this house of prayer and an interfaith service that will occur in the Old City of Jerusalem from September 4th through the 23rd. But there are more details coming out now. A new development has happened. A Kohen Gadol, or high priest, has been appointed by the Sanhedrin in Israel. According to an article published on August 29, 2016, he could begin his first service in 1 week. This means that the high priest could enact his duties starting on September 4th through the 5th. Is it merely a coincidence, then, that the Sanhedrin has appointed the highest of the Levitical priesthood in 2 millennia to begin services on the exact day that this interfaith meeting will also begin? One must contemplate the importance of this appointment. The high priest has an ancient history that comes from the lineage of Aaron, through Zadok in the first temple of Solomon, through the exile and the return, into the Hasmonean dynasty, and finally through the highly tumultuous Herodian dynasty. Now, nearly 2,000 years later, a new high priest has been established. This new Kohen Gadol has already begun his Omer offerings in the Old City of Jerusalem, in the Jewish quarter. When they interviewed him about his appointment, he indicated that there is, quote, a need to be prepared, to prepare the priests, to have everything ready, unquote, once the Israeli government decides to permit the sacrificial system to begin. It would only be a few weeks to make preparations for it. They could even be ready in time for Yom Kippur this year. And the structures required, including the horned altar, the two pillars of Boaz and Yashin, and the menorah, could be set up overnight. This is because the Temple Institute has already built the parts of the temple necessary to perform a ritual sacrifice. The Kohen Gadol is only one of many new developments indicating that the third temple will be rebuilt very soon. Remember, this past March, the Sanhedrin performed a ceremony appointing two men as witnesses to the new calendar. This was the first time that this event occurred in 2,000 years. The Sanhedrin and the religious authority are moving quickly on other aspects of the temple. Could it be that some agreement has been met and perhaps a third temple will be announced in September? There are rumors now that the meeting of the three monotheistic faiths in the Old City is meant to show solidarity, that an agreement has been struck regarding the temple. Who is behind this? It might be Francis, who will allegedly perform a secret mass in Jerusalem between September 4th through the 23rd. This isn't confirmed, but some sources
are... You can stop it there. So there, this stuff going on right there in the Middle East between the rabbis, the Pharisees, and the good old Jesuits, and then some of these elements of Islam. Some serious things happening. And so breaking Israel news, this kind of Orthodox Jewish website that they kind of, let's say, they appeal to the Christian Zionist very heavily. They're one of the ones that really keep up on this. So everybody should keep up on BreakingIsraelNews.com, latest news, biblical perspective, and it's done by Orthodox Jews, but then they want to keep the kind of Christian Zio Goy on the plantation. Now, this is an article on there from August 28th. Messiah-like figure Donald Trump will factor into end of days in America, rabbi. Donald Trump will be a factor in the end of days in America by reflecting the rehabilitation of biblical Esau, said a New Jersey rabbi earlier this month, calling the Republican presidential candidate a Messiah-like figure. Quite fascinating. Now, you know, if you get into like the Encyclopedia Judaica, the Jewish Encyclopedia, in the first century BC, they bragged that Esau was already absorbed into Jewry at that time. But there's this Talmudic kind of concept that the Edomites are actually the, you know, guys like Trump or the Roman Catholics or so forth and so on. So they throw this kind of thing that God hates the Edomites and their Esau with Christianity. So the rabbi's lecture, which took place in Lakewood, New Jersey, begins with Esau, the twin brother Jacob, who does not enjoy a sterling reputation in the Bible. Yet rabbinic scholar Rabbi Mendel Kessin suggests that at the end of days, Esau will be rehabilitated. Rabbi Kessin speaks often about the spiritual underpinnings of the events of the 21st century. Rabbi Kessin connects Esau throughout history to Edom, Rome, Christianity, Western civilization, and ultimately the United States. You see how they do that? So the character that God hates in the Bible, the Talmudic rabbis say, well, that's got to be all those people over here in Western civilization, you dig? And so whereas if you get into their own writings, the Jewish Encyclopedia and so forth and so on, they say that the Edomites were already absorbed and back into Jewry in the first century BC. So we have this kind of conflicting story here. According to Rabbi Kessin, America represents the good of Esau. At the end of days, Rabbi Kessin contends that the sins of Esau will be removed and that Esau will become God-fearing. He further explains that although Esau has traditionally been associated with oppressing, persecuting, and afflicting the poor Jews, and I put poor in there myself, at the end of days, he will undergo a fundamental change in his character. Rather than harming Jews, Esau will turn towards serving the Jews. See, you got to serve them because they're just special and they're set apart and they're a completely different species than the rest of us, see, according to the Talmud, assisting them in doing God's will in the form of mitzvot, which is biblical commandments, well, it's more or less Talmudic commandments. As a result, Esau will be rehabilitated and will earn a place in the world to come. Isn't that nice? As long as you serve the Jews, see, and you got to do your mitzvot, you'll get a place in the world to come. Isn't that nice? Doesn't that give you a warm fuzzy? And I'm not going to go on, but it's in Breaking Israel News, Messiah-like figure, Donald Trump. Now, here's another interesting one. The king of Morocco, Mohammed VI, anyone who believes jihadists will find virgins in heaven is insane. So this is kind of interesting. Muslim jihadists who kill in the name of Allah are heretics who are destined to dwell in hell for eternity, said the king of Morocco, Mohammed VI, on August 20th. In a televised speech translated by the Middle East Media Research Institute, Memory, so I don't know how trustworthy this translation is, because I talk about memory, camera, and sight. Remember, sight intelligence, camera, and memory, the trifecta of basically Jewish translators that tell us what the Arabic peoples are saying. The Muslim king slammed Muslim terrorists, saying that they are led by ignorance and in violation of the laws of jihad and Sharia. The terrorists who operate in the name of Islam are not Muslims. They have nothing to do with Islam and jump on the bandwagon in order to justify their crimes and stupid acts. They are people who have been led astray, and they are destined to dwell in hell for eternity, he charged. The monarch who has ruled the Muslim country of Morocco for 17 years continued on to say that terrorists fundamentally understood the concept of jihad. When was jihad ever about the killing of innocent people, he asked. And so you can read that article too. Pretty fascinating. Now, let's move on to Gary Johnson. Mr. Producer, get clip four ready. Now, this is Jones kind of trashing Gary Johnson, but I thought it was pretty good. Let's go ahead and hit clip four and start off at 352.
NRA says Libertarian VP candidate anti-gun. And they've got the quotes. The Libertarian Party is running an anti-gun candidate for vice president. The NRA has warned. It turns out Johnson's becoming anti-gun. As governor of Massachusetts, William Weld supported various gun control schemes, including a ban on semi-automatic firearms. The NRA confirmed. They have links to it. Unfortunately, and despite being a Libertarian candidate for vice president, Weld continues his anti-gun ways. And I want to just say this. The Libertarian Party has been hijacked by the globalists and the Democrats, and I've been a Libertarian for 25 years. I have said vote for third parties when you've got two bad establishment candidates. But this is so clear that the insurrection has come through the populist and the Tea Party that Ron Paul started.
Let's go ahead and forward to 533. So basically, Jones is saying that the Libertarians are now being used as basically a vote-sucking mechanism to keep God-sent Donald Trump out of office. And, you know, some people think that, and it's a possibility. I'll keep it at that. But, you know, I'm leery of Trump, and I'm super leery of the Clintons, which are a subsidiary of the Bush crime family. And so big old Poppy Bush and all the heroin dealers and Clinton body count, I don't want to see them anywhere near the White House. Let's hit 533.
Free me from these people. Some rich fop with bodyguards, with this little nerd class president, Judge Schmales, Governor Gary Johnson, who leaves a trail of slime behind him. I was like, get him out of my office. And I never say that. I never want that person around me again. It was horrible. He was like going, he was talking there.
All right. So you can stop it there. Let's forward to 920. So Jones straight called Gary Johnson a nerd on the air, which I thought that was pretty funny. I tweeted that out the other day. A lot of people thought that was hilarious. Jones is really just trying to hammer with his audience, the libertarians, completely out of the picture because he wants everybody on board for the God-sent Donald Trump. Let's hit 920.
You have defended President Obama's executive amnesty action, where he basically decided unilaterally that he was going to issue work visas to millions of adult illegal immigrants who are here in the country.
Undocumented, by the way. If you use the term illegal immigrants, that is very incendiary to population here.
Listen to the foppish, arrogant, sycophantic country club Atlantic Anglophile pretenses of this guy. I mean, this guy really thinks he hung the moon. He thinks he doesn't need any potpourri in the bathroom when he bombs the Germans. I mean, this guy is a piece of
all right, go ahead and stop it there, Mr. Producer. Let's forward to 1042. I love how Johnson uses the word incendiary. I love it. Go ahead and hit 1042.
Hold on, I'm Gary Johnson. Okay, now let's all be lectured by Gion. Look how he looks at him like, very, you're in trouble. Like, oh, I was so smart when I said, that's so incendiary. Here, let me host the rest of the segment like Gary Johnson. Go ahead and roll.
In the country.
Undocumented, by the way. If you use the term illegal immigrants, that is very incendiary to our Hispanic population here in this country.
Why is that?
It just is. It just is. Just so that you know.
I don't defend what I'm saying. It just is. It's just,
All right, Mr. Producer, go ahead and forward to 1140. It's hilarious. So, Gary Johnson, so why is that incendiary?
It just is, because I said so. I'm Gary Johnson, and you can't call an illegal immigrant in our country an illegal immigrant, because that's just incendiary. I love it. Let's play 1140.
Just so that you know, and you don't have to use that term.
But isn't the term accurate in the sense that they entered the country, they immigrated to the country illegally, so they are...
Came into this country because they couldn't get in legally, and the jobs existed.
And you
back it up. See, the reason he's triggered, is that's the real Gary Johnson. I'm telling you, when he was here during the breaks, I'd be sitting there taking a drink. I'd see him, and he'd be sitting in a smaller studio, very intimate, like 5 feet away, going.
All right, stop it there, Mr. Producer. Let's hit the 12:36. But Johnson gets triggered, and then he says all of us would enter another country illegally because, see, we're all lawbreakers. Just because it's the United States, see, we would all break the law to get into the United States if we were from another country. This is what Gary Johnson's saying, and he's a pathetic little slime, and I don't care how many mountains he's climbed and how many races he's run. He's basically saying that he would break the law to get into our country illegally. Let's hit 12:36.
Here it is.
They came into this country because they couldn't get in legally, and the jobs existed. And you or I would have done the same thing. And we're talking about now coming from New Mexico, a population of 48%
Hispanic. He cares about Hispanics. Yes, that's why the mega banks want open borders and TPP. They don't want a permanent underclass to exploit. They haven't helped the globalists keep Mexico.
Stop it there. But you get what I'm saying. And I thought that was a good clip because what he's saying is everybody will break the law. And, you know, it's just like if Mexico all of a sudden became massively prosperous and we went into implosion, would I walk down there and swim across the Rio Grande and try to break into their country and amalgamate? I mean, that's a tough one to say that we would all do that. And I think Gary Johnson's being completely disingenuous by saying such a thing. I think it's just silly. And so he has to be exposed. And Bill Weld is a real turd, former governor of Massachusetts, kind of gun grabber, you know, swarthy, kind of libtard, you know, he just a blue blood, like, old upper crust New England bloodline where he, you know, he posed as a Republican, but he was like Romney up there in Massachusetts, okay? Just like a total, you know, Romney care, but Bill Weld is of that same kind of cloth, okay? They run as Republicans, but they're like as silly kind of collectivist, like almost Marxist, you know, social agenda, SJW type behavior. And so we got to get into this now. All right. Well, there's the break. We got to get into this, too. And this went floating around. It basically, if you have any kind of medical marijuana card, the courts have been starting to rule now that you can't have a gun. So we'll see you on the other side.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others. And you're welcome to call in.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Gosh, I just got so much to get to and so little time. Mr. Producer, let's knock out clip 8, the weed and the guns.
Well, this is a heads up in regards to people out there that like their right to bear arms, and maybe some of you out there have a medical marijuana card. I want to make it clear that the U.S. court is upholding a ban on selling guns to anyone that has a medical marijuana card. Now, just because you would legally need some medicine for whatever it is that you're dealing with, they're going to say that you don't have a right to defend yourself. And this all was sparked in a lawsuit filed by S. Rowan Wilson, a Nevada woman who had tried to buy a firearm in 2011 after obtaining her medical marijuana card. She was shut down when the gun store refused, citing that there was a federal rule in place on the sale of firearms to illegal drug users. And the reason this is because marijuana remains illegal under federal law. And here recently, that was brought up for debate, as if they were going to reclassify it, reschedule it. They did not do so. They left it where it sits, saying that, you know, people can have the medical marijuana. And some states have made the move
there.
And make it.
Look, I've told people since day one, and this isn't official, but if you're going to smoke weed, don't get the legal crap, because then they're going to go after your rights. They're going to say that you're some sort of a defective character. You know, I got a friend, man. His dad is dying of cancer, and he's in his 80s, and he checked himself out of the hospital, and he basically is like, I'm going home to die in my own house, et cetera, et cetera. And I was like, you know, it's tough to tell a guy of that generation, my dad's generation. These guys are real mind controlled as far as the allopathic medicine model and all that stuff. And so, but, you know, we, all of us out here know that cannabis oil and many of the other substances in the naturopathic realm can turn somebody around from various forms of cancer. But the older generation, they're very anti anything that has to do with the naturopathic model. And then look at all the naturopaths that have been whacked in the last couple of years. I mean, I've covered it. It keeps bubbling up into the news, just like all the bankers, remember, jumping out of windows, the 33rd story and all that other garbage that was coming up in the news the last couple of years. You know, it's painful to see this, but these young sucker stoners, you know, the millennials, the 20-somethings, and even some of the 30-somethings that were like, yeah, I'm going to get a weed card, man. It'll be awesome. I'll get it right from the dispensary. Yeah, and now you see the repercussions of getting in bed with Uncle Sam, with Big Brother, knowing your habits. It's just like all these buttholes that I know that every time I talk about, man, you need to be using cash. Don't be using your card for everything. I mean, these kids, they use their card for everything. None of them carry cash. I mean, it's just, I just want to strangle them because they're so naive and they're so just, they're like sheep walking right into the shearer or the slaughterhouse willingly. They don't understand. They think that I'm an annoyed one. I'm not, who cares what they know? Who cares? I'm not doing anything wrong. I don't care what they know everything I do. Every time I spend any currency, it's electronic. I don't care. I want them to, you know. It's just fascinating. See you guys on the other side of the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some joint aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago, when I started taking Protovite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points, and my fibromyalgia pain is gone, and so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life, and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, Protovite, for giving my life back.
Now I want to cover some very interesting stuff, and it's all kind of tie in together, and I got a lot to get to. It's crunch time, last half hour, and it's just, it's like you do this 3 hour program, and then you get towards the end and you're like, well, hell, I probably got to half of it. Okay. So over at Veterans Today, and this is all over the place, okay? Very many sites. UFO destroys Israeli weaponized satellite on the launch pad. And this is Ian Greenlog over there. Okay, so everybody kind of check that out. Get over there and look at it. And then he's got another one. Why did the Israeli satellite blow up on the launch pad, which got released last night? Thing is, there's a lot of weird stuff here. And then, so you got these articles, okay, and it's basically, it shows you all the footage, and there's this orb that's around when this SpaceX satellite basically goes up, okay? And they're talking X-ray lasers, and you know the Israelis are big in the whole laser industry and so forth and so on. And this was supposed to be Mark Zuckerberg's little Facebook satellite, okay? Blows up, and everybody talked about it. It blew up on the launch pad, okay? Now, Ingrid Zundel, Ernst Zundel's wife, Nazi UFOs, the plot thickens, and then they throw up this 180-foot-wide crop circle swastika pattern in Wilshire, England, you know, where all these crop circles show up. The folkish wisdom in the saying, if you slip on a banana peel, don't blame the Jews. Remember, Alex Jones liked to use that one. If you slip on a banana peel, the Jews did it. An artifact of the above, widely practiced by even the most open-minded of our internetters, is the unspoken dictum, if you slip on a banana peel, be sure you blame the Nazis. See, this is Ingrid Zundel writing that one, which I love it. The Nazis, as the West's obligatory punching bags, are always a sure bet. That's how one could put oneself in the company of the forever righteous ones and get oneself a tree planted with one's name in the thriving Marxist statelet in what used to be called Palestine. And so if you're not keeping up on Ingrid Zundel's writings over at Veterans Today, it's worth to keep up on, because she does some good stuff. And she goes off on Shrimpton, Michael Shrimpton, one of the articles over there. He blames the German DVD intelligence for everything, you know, paperclip, Nazis, whatever. It's funny stuff, but you got to read the article, and it's called Nazi UFOs, The Plot Thickens. She just dropped it today. But it ties in with the whole, you know, this Israeli Facebook satellite that goes up on the launch pad. You see, the evil Nazi paperclip gang did it, you see. Anyway, now, this ties in here. Health Nut News. Fourth herd of animals killed by freak lightning bolts in the last couple of months. Okay, we've heard about the 300 reindeer in Norway and now 19 cattle in Texas. There's a bunch of these South Dakota in May, 21 cows. So Steve Quayle's over here talking about basically the third herd of animals killed by freak lightning bolts in a week. Steve Quayle, someone is experimenting with narrowing the focus and their beam angle on this directed energy weapon to achieve more precision. And so you got the UFO hitting the Facebook Israeli intelligence satellite, you know, on the launch pad. Then you got Ingrid Zundel talking about, you know, the Nazis must have did it. You know, she's making fun of the kind of meme in the alternative media that anytime something, you know, happens to anybody, the crypto Nazis do it. And then Steve Quayle's over here basically saying, well, these herds of animals might be, the victims of some sort of directed energy weapons testing and so forth, which, you know, gosh, it's such a wide open field, and it's just there's so much coming at us. And then, like I said before, Sorchafal over at whatdoesitmean.com is saying that basically the Chinese are highly pissed because Obama ordered the satellite knocked out. And that's why basically China's become so enraged at President Obama's ordering of the destruction of a SpaceX rocket in Florida, they refused to greet him as a visiting head of state upon arrival at Hangzhou Zhoushan International Airport, forcing America's leader to go out of the ass of Air Force One. And one Chinese official accosting his top national security advisor, Susan Rice. Now, this was at the top of Drudge in the last couple days, screaming at her that this is our country, our airport. And so you got all these weird kind of under the belly conspiracy angles on this satellite. So and then they're getting into these various, let's see. Well, you know, Mark Zuckerberg is married to a Chinese chick, and Mark Zuckerberg speaks fluent, I think it's not Cantonese, it's one of those dialects in China. And, you know, and they're saying, let's see. The Israel sold one of their companies to Beijing Jingwei Technology Group, Spacecom. Okay, Israeli-owned company Spacecom. And so the Chinese and the Israelis, this might have been a joint venture of theirs, et cetera, et cetera. So there's a lot here to check out. Very interesting. Mr. Producer, let's go to... Let's move on because we got such a short time. Let's go to clip 13, Mr. Producer.
FEMA is ordering 5 million bottles of water. This is fedbizops.gov. We've used this website quite a bit to expose some of the things that the federal government is doing. For example, the USPS ordering ammunition. United States Postal Service does not need ammunition, especially stockpiles of it, but they have it anyways. So that being said, let's get into this. FEMA has an urgent requirement, This was added on August 24th, 2016 at 8:16 p.m. for bottled water. The quantity was up to 5 million. Bottled water must be delivered in half or 1 liter bottles only. All trailers are required to be dropped at delivery location for up to 30 days. All bottled water must be received by Friday, August 26, 2016. The delivery location is ISB Maxwell Air Force Base, 55 Lime Plaza, Montgomery, Alabama, 36112. Okay, so why? Why does the federal government need this? This is just weird. This is the actual order, the PDF or the order of the PDF of the order.
FedBizOps is like it's where they saw the 2 point some odd billion rounds, and a lot of people watch that site. for weird anomalies as far as purchasing of the feds. Here's another one dropped yesterday. The elite's master plan decoded. People panic as food stamps fail and the world goes into crisis mode. People are paying attention to the Down Detector website. And they're saying major outages being reported from SNAP EBT benefits from California to New York to Florida to South Carolina to Arizona to Nebraska, nearly every state, blah, blah, blah. This is not the first time we've seen this on the Down Detector, the people that kind of track that stuff. I don't know if it's a hiccup or whether what's going on. We've got so many things happening in the financial world. I mean, the Quails and the Hodges and the rest of these guys that really keep up on all that stuff. I mean, this stuff's in the stratosphere and it has been for weeks. But even in the last week, it's even if it could even go any higher, it's went higher with the people from King World News and Steve Quayle and All News Pipeline and on all this stuff. And so, the economic collapse blog, Michael Snyder, End of the American Dream, all that side of the house, these people, SHTF plan, and all these groups out here that track this stuff, some of which, might be assets of the elite. You don't know who is who in this game. But it's worth, keeping in mind. The Czechs, the Germans telling their people to prepare. All of us need to be ready for something, especially in this month of September, the ninth month. There's all this predictive programming. Gosh, it's heavy, very heavy. Let's hit clip 14, Mr. Producer.
Global supply chains paralyzed after world's seventh largest container shipper files bankruptcy, assets frozen. Today, the largest casualty finally emerged on Wednesday when South Korea's Hanjin Shipping, the country's largest shipping firm and the world's seventh biggest container carrier, filed for a court receivership after losing the support of its banks, leaving its assets frozen as ports from China to Spain denied access to its vessels. For those unfamiliar with the company, there's a brief overview there. The Hanjin Shipping is Korea's largest and one of the world's top 10 container carriers that operates from some 70 liner and tramper services around the globe, transporting over 100 million tons of cargo annually. Its fleets consist of some 150 container ships and bulk carriers. With four regional headquarters in the U.S., Europe, Asia, and Southeast and West Asia, approximately 5,000 global staffs, as well as container terminals and world's major ports, contribute to Hanjin Shipping's world-class logistics network around the world. As Reuters reports, banks led by state-run Korea Development Bank withdrew backing for the world's seventh largest container carrier on Tuesday, saying a funding plan by its parent group was inadequate to tackle debt, stood at $5 billion at the end of 2015. South Korea's biggest shipping firm announced the filing for receivership and request to the court to freeze its...
You get it, Baltic Dry Index. People have been tracking this for a while. There's some, let's just say, a lot of us aren't seeing this in our immediate, what's coming our way as far as how things are. Everything seems normal. I think that's the way it's going to be until they really decide to pull a multifaceted hit on us. Let's, Mr. Producer, let's go to the Pope Zuckerberg meeting, clip 10. And his satellite just blew up. Let's hit clip 10.
Well, Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg, there he is with the Pope. Look at that. Personally delivering him a drone. This, I can't believe I'm reporting this. But Sputnik reports that on August 29th, the founder of Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, met with Pope Francis and presented him a toy drone model, right? Now, according to Zuckerberg's Facebook post, they stated on Monday, Zuckerberg and his wife Priscilla Chan met with the Bishop of Rome to discuss the importance of technology to fight poverty. Oh yeah, it's all about fighting poverty. If it's all about fighting poverty, why don't you guys, both of you two right there, why don't you both get in sackcloth and ashes, sell everything you own, and give it to the poor and broken. There you go. Problem solved. I mean, neither of those guys go hungry. Neither of them. But they sat down to talk about poverty. You know, this is ridiculous. That's just absolutely foolish and sad. I'm digressing.
And it's Mandarin that Zuckerberg speaks, one of the main languages over there, but not Cantonese. Anyway, so you got Zuckerberg, head of Facebook, meeting with Jesuit Pope Bergoglio. I mean, very interesting stuff. Let's, Mr. Producer, let's keep going. Let's hit clip 9. This is how silly everything's getting.
Well, a college professor is coming out now and telling students to drop out because they are disputing global warming. Yes, this story comes to us courtesy of Kate Hardiman for the College Fix. She's reporting that three professors co-teaching an online course called Medical Humanities in the Digital Age at the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs, recently told their students via email that man-made climate change is not open for debate, and those who think otherwise have no place in their course. They say that the point of departure for this course is based on the scientific premise that human-induced climate change is valid and is occurring. He said in this email, "We will not at any time debate the science of climate change, nor will the other side of the climate change debate be taught or discussed in this course." Those are the words of the email. Now, they say that a copy was
you
provided.
Can stop it there. Now, Mr. Producer, clip 3, which is Trump's immigration speech. You'll see I have all those times there, Mr. Producer. We're gonna have to crunch some of this, and I'm going to try to get to some of it next week. But forward to the clip 5141 on clip number 3. And this flies right in the face where Trump is talking about global warming and basically how all the idiots in the United States and elsewhere think that global warming somehow, like that we can control the weather, you know, in this big universe of ours, like something that, you know, we're doing is going to affect the weather. You know, it's all these people, the same people that claim to go to church or believe in God or whatever, but hey, God don't control the weather, you see. We do. What we do affects it, and you know, I hate that dichotomy. But let's play clip 3 at 5141, Mr.
Frankly, our government has no idea what they're doing on many, many fronts, folks. But whatever the number, that's never really been the central issue. It will never be a central issue. It doesn't matter from that standpoint. Anyone who tells you that the core issue is the needs of those living here illegally has simply spent too much time in Washington. Touch media elites think the biggest problem facing American society, and you know this, this is what they talk about, facing American society today is that there are 11 million illegal immigrants who don't have legal status. And they also think the biggest thing, and you know this, is not nuclear, it's not ISIS, it's not Russia, it's not China. It's global warming.
All right, go ahead and stop it there. Let's forward to the segment, Mr. Producer, at 1:20:20. I think that's where we need to be. But here's another thing where Trump is basically going up against the Pope with the encyclical Laudato Si, which is all about global warming. He's going up against this worldwide kind of agenda 2030. We're going to use global warming as a bludgeon to enslave everybody and control their behavior. So as he's going after the cartels, which is run by our intelligence agencies and the central banks and all the gangsters, now he's going up against global warming and he's dogging it, saying it's a big bogus scam. And that's enough to get you, I mean, that's enough right there to really pit some of these sickos against you. Now, whether Trump's playing it lip service or not, it really doesn't matter. He's saying the things that basically will get you taken out of the picture because that's how ruthless these people are. Let's play that next segment.
Number seven, we will ensure that other countries take their people back when we order them deported. There are at least 23 countries that refuse to take their people back after they've been ordered to leave the United States, including large numbers of violent criminals. They won't take them back. So we say, okay, we'll keep them. Not going to happen with me, folks. Not going to happen with me.
You can stop it there. And forward to that last segment, 123.52, Mr. Producer, because this is the big one. Now, I really like, you know, that statement. Hey, if we want to deport them, you're going to take these people back because we're so flooded with people from all over the world. It doesn't matter what continent, Africa, Asia, the Middle East, Central and South America, that we have to be able to, like, jettison people out of this country because everybody wants to come here. And even though it's Colin Kaepernick says it's so oppressive and racist, all those Africans from Nigeria and Ghana and Sierra Leone and Ivory Coast and everywhere else, they want to come here, don't they? So it's so oppressive, isn't it, Colin Kaepernick? I mean, these buffoon millionaire sports guys and the black intellectuals like Michael Eric Dyson and the rest of them. There's some sick creeps. We should make them go live in Chad or Cameroon or somewhere for a while, and then they'll appreciate America. Anyway, let's play the last clip now. Hold on a second, Mr. Producer. Don't play it now. This is the big one, and I talked to Farron on his show last night about where Trump's talking about a biometric system for everybody. And this really plays in with the EU. And remember all that stuff I covered about Accenture and the World Bank, the IMF, and the United Nations High Committee on Refugees about wanting to do this biometric tracking system for all the people in here, which I think is going to spill over. And basically, it's going to become something that's mandatory for all of us. And that's the unfortunate thing. Yeah, it sounds good on the surface. Yeah, we need to biometrically track whoever comes in here, prints, iris scans, whatever, face scans. But the thing is, it's going to be used against us, and we always have to remember that. Let's play that last segment.
Number eight, we will finally complete the biometric entry exit visa tracking system, which we need desperately. For years, Congress has required biometric entry-exit visa tracking systems, but it has never been completed. The politicians are all talk, no action. Never happens. Never happens. Hillary Clinton, all talk. Unfortunately, when there is action, it's always the wrong decision. Do you ever notice?
All right, stop it there. Here's the problem, okay? Trump might be the guy chosen. He comes into office, whether he's compartmentalized at the top layer or not, there's going to be a bunch of sick creeps in all the bureaucracies that they're still loyal to the elders of Zion. Okay. So Trump could be real. It doesn't matter. He's one man. He jumps into the executive office. He's in the White House. They're going to throw the kitchen sink at him if he's real. And if not, remember the 2017 date with the implantable devices and all that crap. In the Affordable Care Act, all that stuff. So Trump's pushing it on the refugees and the illegal immigrants and so forth. Anybody that wants to come into the country, build a wall. I mean, you got to be leery of this whole scenario because you got to look at the other angles. And if there's anything I try to do on this show is to try to get you guys when a guy like Trump talks about the biometric system for the visas and the people coming in and out. Scenario that I constantly harp on. And so, you know, I it's just freaky, and I want everybody to remain cognizant of it. Let's see if we can get clip 17 in. This is Obama talking about the Turkish coup.
NATO ally, where we have nuclear weapons, and is a force for stability in the region, or should we be worried?
When you look at the news that has come out of Turkey over the last few weeks and months, the coup attempt, but then the purges afterwards, the issues around Turkish foreign policy. Are you confident that Turkey is a liberal democracy, a staunch NATO ally where we have nuclear weapons, and is a force for stability in the region, or should we be worried?
Well, they've gone through a tumultuous event. This coup was serious. You had members of the military engaging in treasonous acts against a democratically elected government. And what was encouraging was the degree to which the Turkish people, including those who were opposed to President Erdogan, stepping up and saying, this is unacceptable. That was, I think, the ray of hope that came out of what was a really challenging event. You now have a reaction by the Turkish government that understandably is scared and concerned. Imagine if something like that happened here in the United States, the challenges that we would have in figuring out how to restabilize a country.
You now have a reaction by the Turkish government that understandably is scared and concerned. Imagine if something like that happened here in the United States, the challenges that we would have in...
Ooh, you hear that, folks? That was him and Fareed Zakaria. And so whether that's some kind of cryptic message for us or not, I'll leave it at that. I appreciate everybody for listening. I hope you're here next week. Hope I'm here next week. Thanks, Ken, to the board operator. Great job. Appreciate y'all being out here. Support RBN. Thanks.
Guards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.